Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Salty Seekers, where you can hang out with friends and talk about all areas of spirituality and the metaphysical while knowing you don't have to be pure love and light to do it. Hi, and welcome to the Salty Seekers. My name is Veronica, and this
and
is my
I'm
co-host.
Jay.
And you're Jay. And if this is your first time here, we are a couple of friends. We used to hang out on the phone all the time, and I was always like, you know, each one of these conversations could be a podcast. So that's what we're doing. We started a podcast that we want to keep nice and casual, like friends sitting around the kitchen table or hanging out in the living room, just talking about spirituality, talking about this and that, and letting the conversation go where it goes.
Word.
So today we are starting with the theme, at least, of pendulums, pendulum questions, pendulum use, all things pendulum. I would have to say that on my channel, and if you don't know, I have a YouTube channel called The Wholeness Shift.
What?
And if you haven't found it yet, check it out. So on my channel, pendulum use is still the number one topic, the number one viewed videos. That is where the money's at. And when I say money, it's hypothetical, like there's no money, but
mama money bags over here.
That's where the people like to be. So today we're talking about pendulums. What do you think, Jay?
It's an intoxicating topic, especially when you first get into it.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to know all things. You want to figure out everything. I mean, everything that pertains to you, everything that doesn't pertain to you. Is this real? Who am I talking to? Is it just me doing it? So there's a lot to that.
And when you start using a pendulum and things start answering back and you start getting like legit answers, that's when it becomes intoxicating because you're like, all power is in my hands. And you can't get enough. My main guide is named Spomy, if you don't know. And Spomy used to cut me off. He'd say, see you at 5 p.m. when you get off work. And I'm like, but I want to talk to you now. And he'd say, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, meaning you're at work, be at work. And when you're done, I'll talk. Or he'd be like, time for bed. You've used enough energy. And I'm like, but I have another question. And he's like, good night, click. And then it would just stop responding to me. So yeah, I was on it all the time in the beginning. How about you?
I was. And everything from, you know, what does this mean? How is this happening to... Is this the right shirt for me today? I mean, anything and everything.
Everything.
Trying it. Yeah.
Everything. Like, which one of these 50 crystals should I tuck in my bra today? Like, what is the best color shirt to wear? Which route should I take? Which direction should I turn? Like, I wanted to know their input on everything.
Right. It definitely is intoxicating, can eat a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. But worth it. I would not trade that part of my journey for anything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's intense. And then one day, you're done. It's just kind of like one day it stops.
Yeah, it just kind of fades out. Sometimes I feel guilty, like I could probably be having all kinds of cool conversations with my guides right now. Like I could have some deep conversations. And I don't feel the need. I don't feel drawn to it. That part of my newly awakening spiritual journey has it kind of faded out and transitioned into the stage I'm in now where my gifts developed a little bit more. My intuition developed a little bit more. That's kind of where I am right now.
I still use body pendulum, especially at work. I'm standing there and I'll ask questions. Ooh, I get shoved forward or backwards.
Yes, I do too. I had a good quote here and where did it go? That's what I'm trying to find. I came up with something profound and now I can't find
it. Me too. I told you earlier. Then you prayed about it.
I prayed for them to soften Jay's heart and put him in a better mood. He's cranky after work. He's tired. I offered to film another day, but he's like, no, I want to spend all my time with you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Or my toaster.
Stop. Anyways, yeah, the pendulum is often a tool that's used to open your intuitive mind. And then once that starts to happen, you no longer need it as much anymore. Also, as you mature spiritually, you no longer crave all of the information. Mm-hmm. You settle into a more detached from the outcome type of space where you just know that it's all good, all going to work out the way it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know all the things.
I think that's the big one for me is I got to the point where I realized I didn't need to know. And even if I wanted to know, I wasn't going to be told. So you get to that point where you realize, all right, it's good. Like you said, it's going to work itself out the way that it should. And that doesn't mean good, bad, or indifferent. It's just as it should, whatever the lesson or whatever you need.
Now, there were times where I definitely was told. I was told in no uncertain terms, and most of the time I did not listen. Let's just be clear. But other things that just really didn't matter, they're not going to tell me. They're mm-hmm. not going to tell you. You may get a trickster that comes through that tells you all kinds of things, and you're like, really? But most of it's bullshit.
But you have to be precise with your questions. And I say this because I started with the body pendulum, right? So one day I asked, hey, can I buy a pendulum? Because I was wanting to try it. Yes, because definitely you can go out and buy whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, you can buy whatever you want.
I get home, that thing doesn't work. And so I asked, basically, was this the right time for me to start using this? No.
So let's clarify some terms that we're already using in case you guys are new to the topic, in case you aren't sure what we're talking about. Maybe you're brand new to this path. Maybe you just bought your first pendulum. Whatever the case may be, let's just start at the beginning. We're not going to go terribly in depth. I have a whole playlist on pendulum use. I have at least one video where I do go very, very, very in depth. It's a long video. I go very in depth. It's my number one video ever viewed for a reason because people love it. They find it very helpful. So if you're new, I will leave that linked below. Or you can go over to the pendulum playlist on my channel and you can find it there. But we are going to go over some basics. And talk about it a little bit more. And then at the end, we have some viewer questions that people sent in that they want us to answer. So we'll do that towards the end. What are you scowling at? You hear your dog?
I saw something.
Oh, what'd you see? Tell me.
I don't know. Just a movement out of the, you see something, but you don't know what it is. You just saw something. It could be many things.
Oh, okay. So first of all, if you don't know what a pendulum is, this is a pendulum. Oop.
It's a broken one.
It almost was. Really, you can use anything that hangs on the end of a string and will swing. You can tie a washer or a nut to the end of a string and let it swing. You can use anything that has a little bit of a weight and will swing. Jonathan mentioned the body pendulum. I also have a video on that if you want to talk about that more called How to Use Your Body as a Pendulum, I think. Anyways, that is where you get centered in your body. And you ask your guides or your higher self or whoever you want to answer the question. And you ask your question and then your body will tell you the answer. Typically, you're going to fall forward for a yes because you want to move closer to the thing, yes. And typically, you'll go backwards for a no. So I don't know if it's going to work with me sitting here, but I'm going to try.
Not as well.
Spomy, is it in my best interest to eat a bunch of chips and chip dip tonight?
I just channeled. Did you catch that? That was awesome.
See how I went back just a little bit? So anyways, if you do that standing up, it's even more effective. You can ask anything. Is it in my best interest to take this job? Is it in my best interest to get back together with this person? Whatever. I have noticed that as I've gone down my journey, my guides, especially when I'm meditating, my guides will physically move my head. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in a yes or a no, like shaking my head yes, moving my head no. Like, hang on. Spomi, can you help me out with this exercise? Are you going to help me channel whatever information the people need to have today? Is it in my best interest to get back together with my ex?
Oh, come on. He's a stand-up guy.
So anyways, it's not profound, like whoosh, whoosh. They don't give me whiplash. I don't need a neck brace afterwards. It's subtle, but I can feel it.
I was going to say, when you're meditating, that is profound. You feel it.
Yeah, you feel it big time. When I'm meditating, it's even stronger because I'm in the zone. I'm not wide awake and full beta, if you will. If you're at all clairvoyant, pay attention to what you're seeing. My friend Kathy actually has a third eye pendulum. She didn't ask for it. It just showed up one day. She asked a question and she got like an image of a pendulum swinging and it spins a certain way or moves a certain way for yes and no, and she can just see the answer. So yeah, pay attention. The other thing that I like to point out to people when using their pendulum is that a lot of people are like, you moved that. I see your hand moving. An object in motion stays in motion. We are all energy. Everything that exists is always moving. The other thing that I like to point out to people when using their pendulum is that a lot of people are like, you moved that. I see your hand moving. An object in motion stays in motion. We are all energy. Everything that exists is always moving. But anyways, as long as you are not moving your hand enough to affect or interfere with the movement of the pendulum, then it doesn't matter if your hand moves a little bit. It's not going to do anything profound. Any other thoughts? Anything you want to add to this?
I mean, there's a lot of nuances there, kind of like with the body pendulum and the regular pendulum. I found in this, I'm sure you've had similar experiences, there's an intenseness depending on the level of answer or particularly maybe who you're talking to. Like if it's kind of like, should I do this? Like, meh. Or yes, it's different. Like the pendulum will have more gusto. The body pendulum, you'll get pushed more.
That's a good word.
What?
Gusto.
Gusto, yeah.
Look at you with your vocabulary. I like it. Let's give an example. Are you guys willing to help me? Okay. Spomi is notoriously soft-spoken, and it just is what it is. Spomi, will you please connect and show me a yes?
I see you moving.
Spomi, will you show me a no, please? Thank you. Can you see how it's just a gentle swing? Archangel Metatron, hi. Would you please help me with this demonstration? Can you show us a yes? I'm trying to show them the differences in the powerful swings. His is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Can you show me a no? It's having trouble slowing down the yes. Okay, and that's a no. See how much bigger than Spomi's it swings?
It's not about the size of the swing, Spomi. It's all right. It's how you swing it.
Kind of like when you're texting someone that you're familiar with. Imagine you're texting your significant other, you're very used to how, which neither of us have, so what the
fuck do we know? I was
going to
say, we do imagine that a lot, yes.
Imagine you had a significant other. Teleport back in time.
That bitch.
You get very used to how someone texts. Like, I talk to you every single day. I'm used to how you text.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Someone all of a sudden had your phone and was pretending to be you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd pick up on it pretty quick. Do you know what I mean? Even if they answered my questions and stuff, it's just different. The way someone expresses themselves, it's different. They use a certain tone. They use certain words all the time. They have certain patterns. I think that it's easy to pick up on that once you're used to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it goes the same with the pendulum. You get used to the way a certain person's energy, the fingerprint or the personality of their energy and the way it swings. And you can tell when it switches to someone else. Or you can tell if someone's pretending to be them.
It's almost like a fishing analogy with that. Like, you know, I like to fish. Mm-hmm. When you have a smaller fish, it feels different than a larger fish. And this, my experience with the pendulum is you can denote something different because it's moving faster, moving slower, pulling more, pulling less. And okay, this has changed.
Yeah. And you can tell with your answers with that too, because like if you ask a question and they're like, yes, it's going to be a strong, confident yes. If you say, if they're like, I mean, okay. It's going to be like a smaller, weaker, little wobbly, mm-hmm. maybe, yes. Yeah. So you can tell from the swing what they're meaning.
It's kind of like,
meh. And every person is or has the potential to be different in what their yeses and nos mean. So first thing you should do when using your pendulum, some people get different responses for each entity they speak with. For me, knock on wood, I have not had that experience. For me, all yeses go in a circle, all nos go back and forth. Some people, it's the opposite. Some people, they get a yes counterclockwise and no counterclockwise. It's different for every person. The way that energy channels through your energy and into the pendulum, it can be different. So the first thing when you start using your pendulum, I would suggest saying, Spomi, will you please show me a yes? Mine's going in a circle. Okay, can you please show me what a no would look like? And it goes back and forth. Yeah. What's up?
Out of. Throw that thing in a circle.
Oh my God, I've had that song in my head all day. The bees in the trap.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get it out. Anyways, I digress. I won't torture you here. I've been singing it all day. You want to sing it?
No, I'm good.
I'll let you do the first part.
Good.
You're no fun. You don't understand the assignment. You never play. Yes, you do. Actually, I take that back because you totally do. I was just thinking that the other day. Like when I say little things like when you're like, I didn't have anything good for dinner or something. I'm like, well, you should have come over for dinner. You're like, yeah. Or I'm like, what do you want to watch on TV tonight? Come over. And you're like, okay, be there in a minute. You know, and yeah, we live 9 hours apart. That ain't happening. We both know it. But I remember going, I love that he plays along. He understands the assignment and he just does it. Love that about
him. It's really well-developed sarcasm on my part.
I love that because me too. Love it. I'm there. People that go, how's that a thing? I can't be there. And I'm like, shut up.
It's the realism.
You've ruined it all.
I had one today, and this is way off topic, but one of my primary cards I use for paying for stuff, I think I sent you the picture of it, but I got a skin for it, OnlyFans top performer. And so I was at lunch paying for it, and this particular lady she is innocent, and I told her, please never change, because she looks at it, and she's like, OnlyFans, how is this funny? And everybody else is giggling, but when she said that, everybody died. And it's like, please don't change. You're just so innocent. Love this. But she's one of those. Like, that's not realistic. I can't be there.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I used to have a coworker named Andy, and she was, I wouldn't say she was innocent, but like she was very literal. And I don't remember what I said one time. My coworker Kelly and I were exchanging lyrics, maybe, except we were doing it in serious, like we were seriously talking, like, yeah, I'm going to like jack that motherfucker, like whatever the song was at the time. Like, and she'd say a line and I'm like, yeah. And Andy looked and she goes, you guys are violent today. Do you need the number to the employee assistance program for some counseling? And she was serious. She's like, I think this job stress is getting to you. And I'm like, Andy, they're lyrics. It's fine. Or I'll be like, oh my God, I'm going to kill that guy. And she's like, whoa. She literally did. She's like, whoa, are you all right, Miss V? And I'm like, I'm good, Andy. It's just a figure of speech. I'm not really going to kill him. And she's like, well, I never know with you. I just don't know what to make of all this.
Look there. Snitches get stitches. Don't forget.
Snitches get stitches. People don't know how to take me if they're very literal, because, like, I, you know, I'm a sarcastic asshole sometimes, but I mean, I have good intentions. I can just be mouthy. So anyways, we digress. Where were we?
In an emergency, you can use your pendulum to whack somebody.
Yeah, you know, self-defense. I mean, it might distract them for a minute, and then you can, like...
Oh, no, they're pretty weighty.
Yeah, some of them are.
Yeah, you get a good swing on it.
Other questions that I get all the time, does it matter what kind I use? No.
Find what pulls you in. What are you drawn to? Go look at a bunch of them. Feel them. Find yours.
And I suggest, I mean, you might need more than one. For example, I have several. They're all different kinds. And, well, actually, I had trouble finding one. My grandkids make off with them, I think. I don't have many left. So anyways, they're all different kinds. And different days, different energies, different beings I'm speaking with, they all react differently. Like, there are some that some days they're very heavy. They feel like they're, like, trudging through molasses. Like, they're just sluggish. And then you'll pick up a different one that's just like, just flowing like a butterfly. Use whichever one you're drawn to at the time and whichever one's swinging for you. That's the best answer. It goes hand in hand, but this is another question people ask, or a false belief that they have, is that this is an entity. This is a personality. This is a thing. They'll be like, that pendulum is evil, or that pendulum told me blah, blah, blah. This is just like a telephone. This is just like a phone. You might have an Android. You might have an iPhone. You might have a BlackBerry. They're coming up again. Can you believe it? I found my old BlackBerry in a drawer the other day, and I was like, oh.
From the late 1900s, yes.
I think I had that one in like 09, maybe 10. Yeah. Because you could actually chat, like BlackBerry chat through that. Anyways, this is just a telephone. Whichever your preference is, do you want a pink one? Do you want an orange one? Do you want a clear one? Do you want a brown one? Do you want a big one? Do you want a small one? Do you want a metal one? Do you want a glass one? As long as you pick it up and it swings for you and it feels good, there you go. You could change midstream, mid-conversation. You can change every single day. Who comes through it? Who are you talking to? Whoever you want to talk to. It's a telephone. If you don't specify who you want to talk to, like if you're just like, operator, connect me to whatever line is available, you don't know who you're going to get. You might get like the next Ted Bundy. You don't know. You might get someone really evil, or you might get someone really cool, but like, you don't know. You should specify. So the important thing is that whenever you pick this up to use it, you set your intention for who you would like to speak to. If you're like, please connect me to my main guide, or please connect me to a guide that I have that helps me with medical issues or health issues, or can you please connect me to Elvis because I want to learn how he did that dance and that move? Can you connect me to Marie Antoinette because I want her to help me learn French? Whatever the case may be, you specify. Can you connect me to my grandma that died because I love her and I miss her face? Some people that believe that you're only speaking to your subconscious or only speaking to your higher self, I would say that they probably are only speaking to their higher self or their subconscious because they've put that limiting belief on themselves. Oh, pendulums can only be used to talk to higher selves. They're all crazy. Therefore, they've manifest that. I mean, the universe is like, that's what you're wanting. You got it. So they will only get to connect with their higher self. Open your mind to the possibility that you can connect with anybody you want to connect with as long as they're available and willing to talk. I've never had trouble connecting when I want to connect, for the most part.
I've never asked for anybody exotic. I just always, you know, whichever one of my guides is my best interest
you
right now.
You haven't?
I've never been that quite curious.
Well, we already had conversations about how nosy I am. Like, I won't talk to everybody. I wouldn't say that's nosy. Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, curious. Curious is a better word. I'm a very innately curious human being. I want to know all the things about all the things. especially when I started learning about some past lives, I wanted to connect to those people or maybe my partner in that life and be like, why did you do that? Do you know what a dick you are? Do you have that perspective on the other side? Do you know the damage you did? No, I probably wouldn't have said that, but maybe in a more loving way, I would have said that. You know, what perspective do you have? Or what really happened? Or what were your real thoughts about that?
Well, you were really stabby. That was my thoughts.
You can also talk to your other lives, the personality that lived that life. I've talked to many, 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 many of them, and I've learned a lot. I've learned a whole lot from that. Lives that I've lived that are people you would know, I don't typically like to share those because people get a little cynical, like, sure you did. But I will say that there is someone that I was that is well known that was allegedly killed in a specific way, died a specific way. And when I spoke to him, he was like, mm-mm, that's not what happened. Then years later, I watched a documentary about them and they mentioned this alternate possibility of a cause of death. And I was like, see, I didn't know that, but he told me that. That's what happened. So yeah, you can learn a lot from people. I learned that I was never a huge fan of Elvis growing up. I mean, I didn't dislike him, but he was just Elvis. Well, I saw someone else talking about how they had communicated with him or channeled with him. And I was like, I wonder what he has to say. He's awesome. And he's so polite. When I connect with him, I tend to see him as the younger Elvis, like the 20-something-year-old gold lame suit
the
Elvis.
The 50s Elvis.
Very young and handsome, like Army Elvis.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Very polite. And as soon as you connect, I could hear him and I'd ask a question. He'd be like, yes, ma'am. And I'm like, you're so polite. Yes, ma'am. And I asked him, does he still create music? And oh, yes, ma'am. He loves music, not giving up the music. The gist of it was he's had enough of people. He likes to work with the babies now. So he tends to sing people to sleep that are having trouble sleeping, but particularly the babies.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And even more particularly sick babies. He tries to comfort them and like sing to them, sing lullabies. So one night I was trying to go to sleep and I was having trouble and I called on him and asked if he would sing me to sleep, kind of as a joke, but I heard, yes, ma'am, I will. And I heard him start singing Love Me Tender, and I was like, it worked. Thanks, Elvis. Thank you.
Well, this is not putting me to sleep, Daddy.
It was endearing. He has a very soft-spoken, humble, chivalrous, courteous, kind, generous energy about him. That about sums it up, my experience with him. So what can you ask on the pendulum? Anything you want, honestly. Anything you want. However, there are some caveats, some little fine print with asterisks. As Jay mentioned earlier, you have to be careful how you ask it. You need to be careful how you word it. Just like the genie from Aladdin, you know, you gotta be specific.
And that's how I got a 12-foot rooster.
It'd be easy to get a date. I'll let him know that. Is there a story behind that?
No, that's just a pun of
Aladdin.
Or, well, being very specific.
Oh.
You said like, something in jest, and instead of getting what you asked for, I now legitimately have a 12-foot rooster.
So, yeah, if you say, can I do this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're right. You have free will. You can do whatever you want. Pop off.
Can I go finish all the Halloween candy right now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that in my best interest?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Yeah. If you say, should I, or is it in my best interest? They'll be like, mm-mm. And I've given this example before, but like, this is one of those examples where I didn't listen. I asked many times when I was engaged in Arizona. is it in my best interest to still be in this relationship? No. Is it in my best interest to, like, break up with him and move on? Yes. Like,
I guess I'm nothing.
I guess I'll ask again another time. So, like, for months, I just asked every day and got the same response. And finally, I was like, it's not in my best interest to be in this relationship, is it? And they're like, no.
Why didn't you guys tell me?
Yeah. You waited long enough to tell me. So, anyways, they will give you advice if you say, is it in my best interest? What they will not ever do is call you names. They will never tell you what to do or tell you what you should have done or get mad at you. They will never berate you. They will never tell you shocking, jarring, hurtful things about what's coming in your future. They're never going to be like, your husband's going to die on Thursday. He'll be in a car crash, and then you're going to find out you have cancer. And then after he dies, you're going to find out you were pregnant with his baby, and that baby is going to get killed. You wouldn't believe the messages I get from people. Like, they're legitimately being told stuff like this. And I'm like, you guys, this is a trickster. That is not your guide. So I guess that moves us into the next part of this, which is, when should you not use your pendulum? And that is, if your vibrations are not high, and if you don't know if they're that high, they probably aren't. If you don't even know what that means, they're probably not. You're not ready. Right? You're not ready.
Oh, you're ready. Ready for a good time.
You're going to hear some funny trauma. Stuff. Ready for some trauma. Just go into it with an open mind. It doesn't hurt you to talk to a trickster as long as you know you're talking to a trickster and you're being told a bunch of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
They might throw in some true things. Ooh, your grandma's name was Margaret. And you're like, oh my God. Everything else they're ever going to tell me must be true. No. They just hooked, like fished in. It's like Wayne's World, right? Like fished in. And so you just have to be aware of that. You typically want to be meditating on a regular basis, but that's not all you have to do. You have to be doing the work to get you into a mind space and a headspace where you're happy most days. Maybe not all day, but most days. You aren't hateful and wanting to kill everyone. Maybe not all the time, but most of the time. I'm focusing this to Jay because I can hear his brain going, that kind of rules me.
Yeah, no
I'm
shit.
Cranky.
I'm like, well, I mean, not every day, all day. What are you saying to me? I can't be wanting to kill everybody. I quit.
Well, we all have moments.
Have you met people? That's my excuse.
Why do you think I never leave my house? Why do you think I never go anywhere? I like to be a homebody. I'm such a hermit. And it's because, like, there's people out there. When I'm in my own energy, I'm good.
I'm not always like this. I do have moments where I'm very, I am very pleasant. I'm very kind. I do, but I you know, just like anybody
you
else,
are.
I have my dark sides and dark moments, and it's kind of like that.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes you get messages from me, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that motherfucker.
See how she treats me? She just says this to me.
I'm going to burn it all down. And you're like, let it out. It's okay. I'm like, sorry, I didn't mean to just barf all over your texts. And you're like, it's okay, let it out. Fine, it's what I'm here for. And I'm like, thank you. I feel better now. And then I go on my way. Whereas Jay just gets quiet. And I'll
because
be like,
my emotions have been weaponized against me in the past. So I've learned not to talk. And I know that's toxic. I know that's not good. I'm working on it.
Yeah. I mean, if you and I have talked, we're coming up on our 2-year friendiversary.
I had to buy her as a friend.
It's like in like a month?
Literally. I had to keep buying, you know, coaching sessions to get her to talk to me. Most expensive friend ever.
Well, now you got me. What are you going to do with me? You got me. Anyways, my point is that if you've talked to me like all day long. Literally every single day for 2 years. You've seen me angry. You've seen me happy. You've seen me bawling my eyes out. You've seen me in every shade. Do you still think that I would weaponize your emotions?
No. I know it's not everybody. It's just one of those hard things to break once it's happened.
Okay.
It's
I like thought you were saying you didn't know if you could trust me.
No,
and
no,
I'm
no.
like.
No, I do vent to you sometimes. I'll sit there and like, I just need to get that out. I mean, it was just how I was feeling, right, wrong, or indifferent. And I'll release it and just kind of sit there and stare at it like, okay, this is how I'm feeling. Now, I can, like I said, I don't know if this is the right way to feel, the wrong way to feel, but this is just the emotion.
I'm grateful when you do that. Honestly, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like you trust me, and that makes me feel good. So, I mean, I don't think that you need to live in that state of angst just to make me feel good. But like, knowing your history, I appreciate when you trust me to share that with. But anyways, my point was that I tend to get really mouthy when something happens really, really triggering. I blow up, I get really mad or really like, I get it out and then I process and then I'm like, okay, where do we go from here? And it usually happens just in a matter of minutes typically, but I think your process is you go radio silent. I'll be like, it's been like 5 hours. I haven't heard from him. And I'll be like, are you okay over there? What's happening? You all right? And you're like, I'm just having a bad day. And I'm like, yeah, I know if you go silent, something's wrong.
It's another one of those emotions that I've learned. His father was a very angry person and he would detonate on everybody. So when I become angry, I tend to go quiet and self-evaluate because I don't want to take it out on anybody else that doesn't deserve it. Or even if they do, what does that get you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I take it out on anybody. I'm just venting to the universe. Some people, like in past relationships, I remember Paul used to take it extremely personally when I'd be like, something would happen with the kids or with work or something. Like, I'm just so frustrated that all of a sudden I'm going to blow. And I can, you know, just scream at the universe like, damn it, or something. And he'll be like, how dare you curse at me? And I'm like, I'm not cursing at you.
I ain't cursing at you, bitch.
Quit being a bitch. Just kidding.
Calm your tits down.
Oh my God. But I'm like, I'm not cursing at you. I'm just cursing. If sometimes there's a very appropriate time and place for a curse word. It helps facilitate the movement of that energy and those emotions, and it helps you heal quicker. And I firmly stand by that. I'm not saying that jokingly. But anyways, how did we get on this topic? I don't even know.
Being in the right alignment. And then you went into a rabbit hole of how I'm apparently not most of the time.
No, I meant you're not right now in this very particular moment because you had a long day at work. You had a long commute. You're exhausted. And you're not as like buoyant and giggly as normal. My point is that when you're having a moment, like Jay is having a moment, this is not the time to use the pendulum. Because even if overall he has high vibes from meditating all the time and whatnot, in this moment, his energy and his vibes are a little lower.
But if you want to argue with a trickster, now would be the time.
This would be the time. It would. If that's your goal, like, perfect. You've set the scene perfectly.
Can't say I've done a lot of, or I haven't dealt with them a lot.
I don't intentionally, but when I first started using the pendulum, I used to write down every word that came through. I wrote down every single conversation, every single word. And now, with wisdom and perspective, I can look back and read that journal and I can point out which ones were probably tricksters and were not spomy.
For me, it was like in the beginning, I talked to, I asked just for my guides and I would talk to them and I would try to learn their names. And then over time, like you said, you get used to the nuances of how they move it, how they communicate. And I would set up passwords with each one of them. And so occasionally you'd run into people saying some wild stuff. And it's just like,
yeah,
okay, this isn't one of them. It feels different.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people think that if they set a password, that it protects them. And that is a fallacy because everything is energy. You are, I am, these clothes are, this desk is. Everything is energy. Your thoughts are also energy, right? Your vibrations are energy. Your thought forms are energy. And the same way that when you pray in your mind, God can hear you. If you talk to your guides in your mind, they can hear you telepathically. The same goes for if you're like, in your mind, you're like, shh, Spomi, don't say, you know, say porcupine if when I ask for the password, you know.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They're standing there listening to the same thoughts that your guides are, and they're like, okay, cool, porcupine. You know, like, it doesn't stop anything. It's all energy. They also have access to the same Akashic records that everybody else has. So if you're like, Spomi, it was the house I lived in, the address of the house I lived in when I was 6 years old. Well, the trickster can just go to the Akashic records and look up through your history and be like, oh, yeah, 237. So anyways, passwords, nothing. I mean, try it. See what happens. Prove me wrong.
You'll still get wacky stuff, as I was saying.
Anything else to add? Should we dive into some questions?
So this particular user, new Sherry, capital E on the end. I would absolutely love to use my pendulum. I just need to think of a really good protection prayer to say prior to asking questions. So thoughts on protections prior to use?
It's really up to you. It doesn't have to be anything profound and frilly and fluffy. You don't have to be that precious with it. It's all about the intention. Who do you want to protect you? Do you want your ancestors that are operating in light and love? That's important, and that are of the same mind as you. A lot of people just like to call on their ancestors. Well, what if your ancestors were like evil pieces of crap? You know what I'm saying? So I always stick that addendum on there, like call on my ancestors that are operating in light and love and that are of the same mind as me and want my highest and best good. Do you want Jesus to protect you? Do you want the archangels or one in particular? Do you want your guides? Do you want your grandpa? I mean, who do you want to protect you? Be specific and call on them. So just say who you want, you know, will you please protect me? You can envision yourself surrounded in a bubble of white light, white protective light. You can ask God to protect you. So basically, you just want to say who you want to protect you, why or when you want them to protect you, like protect me during this pendulum session. Please only let beings that are of the highest and best light and love, that have my best intentions and are in service to all that is, keep anything negative or low vibrating away from me. And so it is. Like, it doesn't have to be fluffy or anything spectacular. It can just be to the point. Who do you want to talk to? Like, who, what, when, where, why? And then put it in your own words, because that's what makes it powerful. That's what makes it potent, is when you personalize things to you, to your energy, to your heart, to your verbiage. Make it align with you and your energetic fingerprint in this universe, and it'll be better serving for you.
Very nice. I've never really paid attention to any of that.
No?
But I'm oblivious, I guess.
Do you get a lot of tricksters?
Well, I may have, but it's never something that's ever bothered me in the sense of like, oh God, they said I'm going to die. It's not something that scared me. Even if I started having stuff happening around the house, that's not out of the normal.
Right.
It's not something that just, oh God, I just started hearing knocking. It's like, no, I've been hearing that, or I've been seeing this or that.
Yeah, but it can nothing have a different quality to it. If
well,
it's
nothing has
dark.
Creeped me out since, you know, in that journey. It's, I mean, we've had the moments of things happening. Like, I just remembered one I don't think I talked about in our Halloween. See, it's just enough weird stuff happens that, you know.
Right. Fair enough. Me, I just want to get accurate information, as accurate as possible. And I know a trickster is not bound to do that. I mean, if I'm going to take my time and invest my time in having this session to talk to whoever to get information, then I want it to be accurate. I don't want them to blow smoke. You know what I mean? If I'm like, what kind of time frame am I looking at until I meet my next significant other? And if you're talking to a trickster and they're like, next Thursday, his name's Barry. I'm like, whoa. If they're like, no time soon, you should probably work on doing a little bit of healing first. They're coming, but like they're on their way. But you have to finish working on yourself first. There are some things you should probably address.
Mine would probably just say, that would require you leaving the house.
That's what mine would say.
I'm like, fuck you.
Well, actually, no. When I ask Spomi, answer, like move my head for the answer so the people can see it, please. Okay.
Tweaker nose.
Stop it. Don't give ideas. This is serious official business. Stop it. Okay. Anyways. Spomi, is it in my best interest to go on any dating sites?
It's in my best interest because I like the stories.
Is it necessary for me to leave my home to meet my next person? Is it someone that I already know?
Barry.
I don't know any Barry. He says no. Is it someone that I've known a long time, like from high school or something? No, that's impossible because they're all gross. Spomi, since I also know that you're one of Jonathan's guides, Jonathan, do you give me permission to speak to Spomi about you?
Sure.
Spomi, is it necessary for Jonathan to leave his house in order to find his next person?
See? Called it. I gotta leave the house.
Will he meet this person online? Will he meet this person on a dating app? So it's someone he's going to bump into in the real world. Would you say this is going to happen within the next 6 months? Would you say this is going to happen in the next year?
Oh, the ice age continues.
The next year. I mean, you've already done a lot of years. Thank you, Spomi. I appreciate your help. I get to stay in the house. You got to get out. And apparently, we're not each other's people. Wah, wah. You got to get out there.
They've been saying that shit for stuff for a while.
Apparently, me too, because they ain't coming anytime soon.
You've got stuff to do first, bud.
Same. Spomi, am I ready to start dating someone right now? Is this a person I've ever been in a relationship with before? Shut your face. That was a joke. Be serious. Is this someone that I've ever been in a relationship with before? Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, you take it back.
Is this someone who cooks ribs?
Shut up, Spo. You guys. You guys are playing with me now. Stop. Okay, Spomi, in all sincerity. Is my next person somebody that I've ever been in a relationship with before? Okay. See, they can have senses of humor too. This is why they're also Jay's. Some of them are Jay's guides as well. Like, they have the same sense of humor. All right. I'm disconnecting because I don't like your answers.
I like your answers. Then let's get her back on a dating app for a minute. Those are always fun stories.
No. That was not prescribed by my doctor. You just saw that.
But it's still funny stories.
Well, yeah, they're funny stories, but like to what end? Yuck.
All right, so this user, HotChips99. What do I do if the pendulum breaks? Is it okay to toss, return to Earth? What does it mean when it quivers? And how do you have back and forth conversations with it?
Okay. Well, that last part is easy. You can go to my website. Well, first of all, you can make your own. But if you don't want to make your own, you can go to my website and there's a free downloadable or printable of a letter board that you can either print it out or you can download like a screenshot to your phone and just pull up the picture and use that. And you hold the pendulum over it and it spells out the letters. I would not recommend using a stand because you really want your energy attached. Yeah, see, that's another version. You can use that. You can make one. You can draw one out. You can download one. You can buy one. But basically, they're a letter board. I would not suggest using a Ouija board simply because Ouija boards in particular have a very negative, dark collective consciousness around them. So I wouldn't use that, but I would use any other version to have them spell out their answers. As far as a broken pendulum, yes, you can do either of those things. You can toss it in the trash. You can bury it and return it to the earth. If it still works and still swings and still has a point that can like point to letters, if that's what you're needing it for, you can still use it if you want to. Yeah. Any of the above?
I'm playing with my pendulum.
Me too.
I haven't messed with it in a long time.
What does yours look like?
This is one I just used for decor. So this is the first time I've actually used it. It's just an amethyst.
Oh, I have one of those somewhere. Yeah. Maybe I had, I should say, one of those somewhere. I have no idea if I do or not. If it quivers, that either means you don't have a good connection or it's telling you, we're not giving you that answer. We don't want to. Or third option, it can mean like not yes, not no. Let me see if I can demonstrate. We've already shown you a yes or a no. Hey, Spomi, can you show me what you would do with the pendulum if it's like, I don't want to answer this or I don't know? Can you just show how it quivers? See, it just kind of sits in the middle and goes back and forth. Sometimes it'll actually like quiver, but that's usually like, we're not answering that right now. Or like, I don't know. We're not telling you. Okay. So anyways, that certainly wasn't a comprehensive every single thing you ever need to know about a pendulum. But like I said, I have many, 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 many free hours of videos that I've made with good information, answers to your guys' questions, tips and tricks, all the things over on my channel in the pendulum playlist. Go invest some time and energy taking responsibility for your education when it comes to this thing. Oh, thank you, Spomi. What I was going to say was that oftentimes, as we said in the very beginning, that using the pendulum is often just a tool that aids your guides in helping you to open up your intuitive gifts. Okay. Don't rely too heavily on this. It is merely a tool. Okay. When you go to kindergarten, you learn to write and draw with crayons. But when you are a senior in high school, it might not be as much fun. But like if you're like a college student, you're going to be using pencils and pens instead of crayons because you graduate to higher things. Same here. It's a tool, but keep it in its place. Don't get so dependent on it that you fail to grow your other gifts and your intuition, okay? Work on both. Do both. But don't solely rely on this, okay? Tap into your intuition. Try to develop your other gifts. Meditate every single day for at least 15 minutes. And it's all going to fall into place as it should. There's no race. Nobody's judging you. There's no competition. It's all at your own pace and what you want to do with it. So anyways, let us know your comments. Let us know your thoughts, please. And if you have anything that we forgot, put it in the comments, so that we can all learn from one another. And we will talk to you soon. Thanks, guys.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.